So this next file, which is 48, makes a claim that you can show that the set of X's satisfying the constraints of a so-called convex region. Convex regions are regions which are not like the ones I've drawn. A convex region is such that if I take any two points in the region, join them by a line, all points in that line are inside the region. So if I take a circle, take any two points in a circle, and join them by a line, those points are in a circle. So it's sort of what you mean by convex. It's the curve is pointing outwards. The surface is always pointing outwards, because the reason it's non-convex at the top right hand of this picture is because I have a dip, so that if I take two points and sort of the two spikes that are coming out here and join them by a line, that points in the middle, which are not in the region. So you can easily show, just mathematically, that that the solutions of a linear programming problem, the solution of the constraint is a convex region, and then you can then you define so-called extreme points, which are points where which are not in between any other points. So these are just the isolated sharp edges of the region. You can show that rigorously that the optimal solution, if it exists, of the linear programming problem is a so-called extreme point of the convex region. All right. So in the next foil, we state the answer to the problem. And actually, the first line is the most important. Namely, it looks at this matrix equation, matrix constraint AX equals B. Now, notice that you cannot trivially invert this equation and say, solve x equals a to the minus 1b, because there are typically many, many more x's than there are rows of this equation. So the number of rows is the number of constraints. So typically you have many fewer constraints than you have unknowns, and there's actually a misprint in the current version of this foil. When it says n minus m, it should say r minus